Cleveland House is one of the most famous and iconic buildings on the canal. Built partly on top of a bridge spanning the canal, it is one of the very few surviving purpose-built Georgian office blocks. For most of its life, Cleveland House has been offices, but during World War II this all changed. At the outbreak of war, London was vulnerable to air attacks. Special plans had been made for the evacuation of major departments of the Ministry of War. Bath was chosen to accommodate a major part of the Admiralty. Thousands of staff at short notice were evacuated. In the space of a few days in September 1939, several thousand people flooded into the city. One of these evacuated staff is writing to his sister in London.
Dear Kath, you're such a clever girl, Kath. How did you guess? You were right. You said it would be Bath, and it was. When we arrived in Bath, we were taken by coach to the Empire Hotel and given details of our billeting. I was given an address, a blanket, and told to walk to my billet, which was at a place called Cleveland House. When I arrived at this Cleveland House, I was met by Mrs. Daisy Robinson, my landlady. "Don't you go putting your hands on the banister," she said. "It's just been polished." Honestly, Kath, I thought Mum was bad enough. Didn't see any sign of her husband. I think she wears the trousers around here. She was such a grump, and as part of the house is built over a canal, I thought it might be something in the water affecting her. But later that evening, when some chaps and I were having smokes, they explained why she'd been so narky. The previous week, she had been visited by a ministry man and a bobby, who proceeded to inspect every room in her house. She was then told that she would have to take in men from the Admiralty, 16 of us. She was to move out her lovely furniture and install iron bedsteads instead. She was not best pleased. What's more, Kath, Mrs. Robinson is obliged to feed us. She's paid a guinea a week for each chap. We've become her guinea pigs. It seems everybody has guinea pigs here in Bath. I share a large draughty room with 6 other men. I'm told it might have been the ballroom at one time. Definitely past its best, you could say. As it's in the part of the house where the canal part is under, it always seems to be damp. I'm told that the canal freezes over. Mrs. Robinson only gives us a small amount of coal on account of the rationing, but one of the chaps, from South Wales, would you believe, has managed to get hold of a lot more. "Don't ask questions," he told us. We didn't. We have also discovered a square-shaped hole under the carpet of our bedroom that leads directly down into the canal below. Very useful for getting rid of the embers from those extra fires. Keep smiling through. George. P.S. Things are looking up, Kath. John McCormack, the great Irish tenor, is to visit Bath and sing for us guinea pigs. We may get a chance to meet him and shake his hand. I know you have a collection of his gramophone records. What do you want me to say to him if I'm lucky enough to meet him?